Oh, man, look at the Sarge. Sarge, how are you? Have a seat, pal. You look fantastic. Sarge, we were just reminiscing about how when I was a kid, I'm 45 years old now, and when I was a kid, I got to see, you were one of the greats that I got to see along with the Wild Samoans, with S.D. Jones, with Captain Lou Albano. I mean, but when I was a kid, I grew up in New York. I go and take my son to Raw now at the Amalie Arena with 40,000 people or whatever it is. But when I was a kid, we used to go to Tottenville High School.
Yeah.
And it would be like the equivalent of a WrestleMania at Tottenville High School. It'd be 500 people there. You must have hated that life as a worker.
Oh, it was a rough place to get to.
Yeah.
It was the hard part, find a place to park. And
yeah. Oh, you had to drive from gig to gig?
Oh, yeah.
And that's what everybody thinks, that you guys are all private jetted into everything.
Limousines and yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah. Like that at all.
Where'd you grow up?
Minnesota.
Oh, with a great Jesse Ventura.
Yeah.
And what did you do before you got into wrestling?
Well, the military, and I worked with my father in a roofing company.
What branch of the military were you in?
Marines.
And is that where the gimmick came from? Like, do you decide I'm going to be?
Nickname.
That was so that was your nickname. Okay. And how did you get into the wrestling career?
I just happened to be working with my father one day on a roof.
And you were like, this sucks.
A friend of mine, who was a sports writer, was going to do a story on a pro wrestling training camp that Vern Gagne was putting on.
Right.
And so he asked me if I wanted to go along and watch it. So the next day I went to watch. I ended up getting in the ring and pitting a couple of the wrestlers who I recognized from high school.
Right.
And I knew I could beat them. So,
so you thought this could be better. This is better than roofing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They told me I could be on that class, but if I was interested the next year, I could do it. So I got in pretty good shape and went through it.
That's fantastic. So how long before you get into a like a federation? Were the McMahons the first one? Or were you
the first one was AWA up in Minnesota.
Right.
And they gave me a choice of going to the NWA in Charlotte, North Carolina, or the NWA in Vancouver, Canada. So
uh-huh.
I went to Vancouver, Canada, just because I wanted to. There was a lot of big stars in Charlotte, and I wanted to, you know, make my way up the ladder.
Sure. Sure. Spanish, do me a favor. Fix Sarge's mic so it's right in front of his mouth. There you go there. So did you work with Flair over there right away?
I pinned Flair. He was one of the guys that, you know, I wrestled in high school.
No kidding.
In training camp. But I didn't see him again for quite a few years when I finally went down to Charlotte.
That's funny.
Yeah.
So you right away you're using the Sergeant Slaughter. Did you use Slaughter or did you use your name? Yeah.
Yep.
Sergeant Slaughter gimmick.
I started as my real name and then I went into Sergeant Slaughter about 1976 in Kansas City.
So really toward the 80s were where the whole Iranian thing I was pretty young then, but we hated them more than we do now. Right then we didn't really know who to hate, but we knew right away we had to hate Iranians.
I made one tour of the WWE in 79 80 81. And I went down to Charlotte. When I came back, Vince McMahon and his father were still running the company, and they were so happy to have me back.
Sure.
The best villain that they'd ever head in the WWE, and so I said, well, if you think I'm a good villain, you ought to see me as a hero.
Uh-huh.
And they said, what do you mean? I said, well, if you get the Iron Sheik here from Iran and Sergeant Slaughter, the Marines, why don't you let me go after him? And Vince McMahon's father said, no.
Why didn't he like it?
He just
too political,
Sergeant Slaughter to be the villain.
Be a bad guy, yeah.
He said, there's no way he could be a other good guy, you know, the hero. And so Vince, you know, Junior, who runs their company now and owns the company, he took me aside. He said, I love that idea. Give me some time with Pops and I'll get it going.
And how did it debut where you became a babyface?
I wrestled a match. We used to do three tapings at that time in Allentown, Pennsylvania. So I wrestled the first match. Of course, everybody was not liking me on my return.
Right.
And then the Iron Sheik wrestled a match in the second hour. And then the third hour, he went out and did a little bit of a promo and beat up a young wrestler. And then I came out, blew my whistle and challenged him, and that's...
That was it. The people... Is there anything better than a heel turn?
No.
That's the greatest thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it was kind of great when Hogan turned heel.
Yeah.
But when you got a guy and you're like, oh, my God, he's no... And at that time, you wanted to hate the Iranian so bad, so...
Yeah. I just told, Vince McMahon, we never really got a payback, from Iran.
Right.
We got to punch,
Ayatollah
for all the things that he did. So this would be a good way to do it.
Yeah.
He loved that.
Oh, yeah. I've met the Iron Sheik a couple of times. And would you think it's safe to say he's insane?
He's insane.
Yeah.
Pretty good word for it.
Yeah. And was he always like that?
Always.
Really?
Always.
I mean, he is a man that will say anything. He believes his character. I mean, right. He is really out of his mind.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's
which
hilarious.
Works, though, because I'm sure so many people think, man, this guy is really into character.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. He doesn't play the character. He is a character.
He is a guy, for sure.
Yeah.
But where is he? Where is he from?
He's from Iran.
No. Is he really?
Yeah. He escaped. He was a bodyguard. He was an Olympic wrestler for Iran.
Right.
Then he was a bodyguard for the Shah. And when Ayatollah took over, he had to get out of the country.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah.
So he came over to the United States and did a little wrestling and coaching with Oklahoma, I believe it was, then went to Minnesota.
Wow. Yeah. What about Nikolai Volkov?
Nikolai, he's one of those guys that lives on forever.
Yeah.
He's kind of done everything. He's been the villain and the hero.
I got to tell you, those storylines, I mean, I still watch it now, my son, and those storylines when we were kids, man, I can kind of see it now where my son genuinely fears some of those guys hates them, but... Man, when the Samoans would come out and pick things off of each other's hair and they'd walk, I'd get so scared when they walked by. I mean, you guys really sold that well when we were kids.
Yeah, Pat Patterson was telling me when he was in San Francisco, the Samoans were fans.
Oh, really?
And they get mad and jump in the ring, and he said that nobody could stop them. they get the police out there, the riot squads.
Right.
He said, you just had to be careful.
They used to say that about Andre.
Yeah.
Where Andre, they would, if he decided he wanted a match to end different, he would end it the way he wanted.
He did whatever he wanted.
Yeah. And then that was it. Nobody was going to tell him anything different.
No.
Who is the greatest wrestler of all time, in your opinion? If you could, name top three if you want. I'm not.
Well, I'd have to say, watching wrestling every chance I get, Ricky Steamboat was one of the better.
The Dragon.
The Dragon. And, of course, John Cena.
Yeah.
He's at first, when I first saw him come on the scene, I knew he had something, but
right.
I wasn't sure what it was. But he's a real workhorse.
What do you think is going to happen with him? He's so half of them love him, half of them hate him, and he's been so vanilla good for so long. Yeah. If he wants to go any further, he's going to have to go and be a bad guy, right?
I don't think he wants to, but it might, be something he has to do.
Yeah, if he wants to keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got a guy like Randy Orton who,
he was a natural bad guy.
Natural. His father was a wrestler, his grandfather and his uncle. And
now his father, Cowboy Bob Orton.
Yeah, I've wrestled all of them. Cowboy
and Randy?
Randy.
Cowboy Bob Orton always had a cast on his arm. He was always had arm down.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
But that first WrestleMania was so popular that I was in New York watching it on closed circuit television from the Felt Forum because Madison Square Garden was sold out. Did you guys have any idea that that would be that big?
Never knew.
No.
It was just the first time, and you just did like we're doing today. We're, out promoting it.
Yeah.
It just happened to pop.
It really did.
What everybody wanted to see.
Hogan and Mr. T versus Piper and Orndorff. With Snuka in the corner and with, who was in the corner? Orton. Orton was in the corner for the other ones. Now, were you and Snuka buddies?
We really didn't hang out much.
Yeah.
Just once in a while we were tag team partners, but most of the time we were against each other in the ring.
Who were your guys that you like traveled with and hung out with?
Roddy Piper mostly.
Yeah.
My tag team partner later on down the road was Don Kernodle.
Uh-huh.
But I basically traveled by myself.
Yeah, you're the sergeant, the loner?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I like to come and go and stay where I want to stay and stop when I want to stop and eat where I wanted to eat. Didn't want anybody to, you know, stop that. So I just kind of was a loner.
Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah. Now, what do you do now? Because I go to the shows and I'd see you backstage every once in a while. What have you been doing with the WWE?
I'm like an ambassador for the company.
Right.
And do some backstage work, basically promoting the product. And
do the younger guys all come to you for advice?
Yeah, if you come and get some advice. And, you know, they're all fans. They grew up watching
us. Sure.
And so they watch our tapes and how did you do this? How did you do that? Why did you do this?
Yeah.
Why did you do that?
But I would imagine as far as character development goes, you're one of the best guys to talk to.
Yeah. Well, we try to, show them or tell them or give them some advice. Some of them don't want any advice.
You're sure.
They think they've already got it figured out. But most of them respect us for paving the road and getting it where it is today.
Sergeant Slaughter is here with us in the studio. We're here, of course, talking about WrestleMania 33, which is happening Sunday, April 2nd from Camping World Stadium in Orlando. We're fortunate enough to have another WrestleMania in Orlando here so soon. I was at the last one.
Yes.
And it was great. We went out there, and in addition to the WWE superstars, a lot of celebrities come out for this.
Yeah.
Now, as the matches build up and get closer, these last couple, starting with the Royal Rumble, this is where it gets really good.
Right, right. We don't know exactly what the main event is going to be.
Right.
We're hoping it's Cena and Orton, but you know Cena has to go through a Elimination Chamber match yet.
Right.
So he might not be the champion, but Orton is definitely going to be part
because
of
Orton the won the Rumble.
WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And of course, there's talk of Brock Lesnar challenging Goldberg. We'll find that out.
What do you think of that, Goldberg coming back?
That's something. He's a little bit on the other side too.
Yeah,
you see it in his eyes that he loves wrestling, but he's a good guy.
You've been through three generations of McMahons now.
Yeah,
you had Vince Senior and Vince Junior, and now the kids are running the show.
Yeah.
I think what Triple H is doing by reaching out to these guys and bringing them back, letting them have one last run, and then put them in the Hall of Fame, I think that's been great for the business.
Yeah, Triple H is a genius. How he handles everything, I'm not sure how he does it, but he's got the NXT going pretty well. And
the NXT's going great.
They're going to have a show Saturday night during the WrestleMania
weekend. Which will sell out. Which will be huge.
So that'd be at the Amway Center, of course. And,
yeah.
And all of our access starts on the March 30th. Tickets are going on sale this Saturday at 10 o'clock. So if you're interested, don't miss out on that because that's
you don't. It is the equivalent.
It's like going to Disney World.
Yeah,
you can't do it all in one day.
It's the equivalent of the Super Bowl coming to your town.
Yeah.
It takes over for the whole week. The city flies flags or special transportation for the event to and from hotels and stuff.
Right.
Hotels all sell out.
Right.
And it really is a great chance. I know last time it was in Orlando, we broadcast from Universal Studios, and Hillbilly Jim came over one morning.
Yeah.
And you get to see some guys you haven't seen in some time. And I can tell you that if for some reason you can't go to WrestleMania, you don't get tickets, whatever, that Hall of Fame ceremony is one of the best things. I mean, everybody's there. Do you know Kurt Angle's getting in?
It's going to be the Friday night before the NXT.
Right.
So far we have Kurt Angle, but nobody else.
They haven't named anybody else yet? Oh, man.
I'm hoping maybe some people like the great Ivan Koloff.
Oh, yeah?
Russian Bear. He was WWE champion for many years and wrestled Bruno Sammartino. And all those.
Are you surprised Bruno agreed to go in a couple of years ago?
I was surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where Triple H came through, and of course some local favorites. I'm hoping Beth Phoenix maybe for the women, and maybe a Bob Barker or
for the celebrity end.
Celebrity end, or you know, Betty White or, you know.
I got to tell you, I got to meet the president backstage at the Hall of Fame. Yeah, Donald Trump, yeah, our president, is a WWE Hall of Famer. Yeah. Yeah. You and the president are ranking the same right now.
Yeah.
All right, so tickets for WWE WrestleMania 33 are available through Ticketmaster. You can go get them out there. And like the Sarge said, you want to go, you want to take advantage of the whole weekend. You want to go to Hall of Fame. You want to go to NXT. NXT, for those of you who aren't watching and don't know, they are the next generation of WWE superstars. Right. And I mean, not to take anything away from the current superstars, but it is as good a quality of a show as going to see a Raw. Those cruiserweight guys. Samoa Joe just made his debut from NXT. Neville, a lot of these guys, the Enzo and Big Cass, these are all guys who started in NXT.
Right.
And it is a fantastic weekend if you're a wrestling fan. Yeah. But really, I have to tell you, as an old man now, the best thing for me is meeting guys like you.
Oh.
So you go out there and you see these guys that you saw from your childhood that weekend. Yeah. They do the fan access where you go get to meet them and have autographs and all that stuff.
Right.
And I think everybody, it's a good generational bond.
That's what's fun about the fan access is you can get up on there. On the stage with your favorite wrestler and from the past or present and get pictures with him, talk with him.
That's really cool.
And even do a play-by-play of a match.
Oh, really?
They have it all computerized where you pull up a match that you saw years and years ago or recently.
And just call it?
You and your friends can call it, yeah.
Who are your favorite announcers?
Gosh. I'd have to say Jim Ross was a good one with Jerry Lawler.
They were a great team.
A good team.
They were a great
Bill
team.
Bill Monsoon and Bobby Heenan.
They were the absolute best.
The top for me.
Me too.
Enjoyed. They entertained themselves as much as they entertained us.
It was like watching Ali and Howard Cosell together. Yeah, it was. The two of those guys were the best.
Yeah.
Well, I got to tell you, this is a pleasure meeting you.
Great, thank you.
And I look forward to seeing you guys out there again. WrestleMania 33, Sunday, April 2nd, Camping World Stadium in Orlando. Get your tickets now at Ticketmaster and get out there and see the great superstars of the past and today.
Now, the Ticketmaster for access starts this Saturday.
Okay.
Everything else is available on Ticketmaster now.
Yep. But get your access passes because that's fun time.
That's worth the price of admission.
Good. Sergeant Slaughter, great to meet you. If you need to, I believe he's got some Middle Eastern blood if you want to choke him out before you leave.
That's not true. I noticed he was a little quiet there.
Yeah. Uh-huh. He hates America.
Sweat's coming down his forehead.
He's an infidel.
I hate America. I love America.
Choke him out.
Keeps moving further and further away from me.
Terrified now.
You are a menacing looking gentleman when you come walking in. The great Sergeant Slaughter.
Thank you.
WWE superstar.
For you.
Thank you. No, okay. Please, I'll pass out.